Spending a few minutes now with Swarthmore men's basketball coach Landry Kosmalski. His squad headed to the NCAA tournament for the third year in a row in Division III, champions of the Centennial Conference. The Garnet will take on Mitchell College at home on Friday night in the first round. And first of all, Coach, congratulations. I mean, third straight year is incredibly special, and I'm sure it never gets old to see your name up on the board.
Oh, definitely does not get old.
So talk to me a little bit about this season. I mean, you've gotten the program now to where expectations are very high, and this is a group that met these expectations. Did this season play out about how you anticipated it would if you and I sit down back in October?
Yes and no. I mean, I thought we were a talented group, but also, lost three good seniors, three good leaders from last year. And, having one senior that plays, two on the roster, and then only two juniors. I knew we were definitely a young team, and so kind of interested to see how we would gel. And I think our guys surpassed our staff's expectations in terms of how well they've come together and what level they're playing at right now.
Do you feel like you're playing some of your best basketball right now?
Yes, I think the last 3 weeks we've really – I think any coach can tell you as you're watching the film, you just see your team doing things that they're just kind of doing them naturally without thinking. They're kind of all moving to the beat of the same drum, all on the same page. And I think the last 3 weeks especially, we've seen that kind of cohesiveness and level of being on the same page that makes us play at a high level.
And when you say high level, for people that aren't familiar, people who haven't seen your group, when things are going well, when they are playing at a high level, what are you guys doing really well?
I think we've got a really good push offensively. We push it, but also have a good balance where we're not shooting too quickly. Getting the best shot, as we like to say, whether that's early or late in the shot clock. And then defensively, just kind of playing as a team of five and, really aggressively, guarding the ball, guarding teams. And, I think that ends with good rebounding, which is something we actually are working on this week. We have not been doing all that well lately.
So I mentioned this is the third straight year in the NCAA tournament. Not only have you gotten to the tournament, but you have had a lot of success in the tournament, specifically last year. What does that experience, how helpful is that? Because it's kids up and down the roster that have been through these drills and this time of year multiple times.
Yeah, I'm interested to see that myself. I mean, I'm obviously hopeful that it will help. And when you get to this time of year, Division I, II, III, when you get to the tournament, every team is good. Mitchell is a very good team. MIT and Skidmore, very good teams. The three teams that are going to be here at our place this weekend. So I think you're really just trying to, as they say, survive in advance. But I'm hopeful that our experience, especially playing at home the last few years, will be an advantage for us.
Let's talk a little bit about that Mitchell squad you will face in the first round. I'm sure you're waist deep into your scout and tape and stuff and all that, but what jumps out at you? Why is this team in the NCAA tournament?
I think they play hard, they're athletic, they're well coached, obviously have a really good big guy in Santiago, and leading Division III in rebounding, which is, as a former big guy myself and a guy who took pride in rebounding is, music to my ears if he played for me. that's a great challenge for us to really try to contain and stop him, and then also keep their guards in check because they have athletic guards that can make plays. And, anyone who gets to the NCAA tournament is playing well this time of year, so they're definitely a scary team, a challenging opponent.
I mentioned third straight year. Do each of the berths have different feels to them? Because I'm sure there's nothing like that first time when the program breaks through and gets in. And, it never gets pedestrian or mundane or anything like that, but is there a different feel the third straight year from the first two?
I think it's just, as you mentioned earlier, the experience, and just, I think as you do this, you know, as you go through one season, you're just adding brick by brick to get better. And I think it's the same over the course of several seasons. And I'm sure all coaches will tell you the same, you know, just having the experience of hosting the Sweet 16 Elite Eight last year. I think we learned something from that Elite Eight defeat. And I think that experience will help us. I think back a few years ago, North Carolina lost a tough national championship game to Villanova. And then the next year, they won the national championship. And I think you sometimes have to go through, whole seasons to learn the kind of lessons you need to get to the next step.